Oh, goodness gracious. So my talk title for today is our third anniversary, Growing Strong in Our New Location. And I want to start off a little bit by going over our history, because it is easy to forget the strength of the foundation upon which we stand. And as we have gone through so many changes, not only in this spiritual center, but in our world, and especially over the last few years, we are beginning to recognize how important those foundations are. Not to hang on to and not to expect them to stay the same, but to recognize that we stand upon them that give us a leg up to that which is next. So this spiritual community began back in the mid-70s sometime. And Marilyn Womans, many of you know, she recently did pass away. She was in her 90s, and she was curious about unity teachings and spiritual truth. So she gathered a group together to have a study group. And she connected with Amalia Frank, who was a unity, what's called an LUT, a licensed unity teacher. She was in Michigan. She'd travel down on Wednesday nights and teach the group, and they'd gather together. And it was from that initial seed, that spark of faith that said, I choose to have spiritual community that opens my heart and allows me to grow and connect with others. And this church incorporated in 1979, December 14th, 1979. So it has been, and it incorporated initially in the name of Unity of Michiana. And it grew then over the years, then moved from a small location, actually fairly close by here on Burke Street, moved to the beautiful church that was a three-story brick foundation church with a beautiful stained glass window. They changed their name to Unity Church of Peace and had a thriving congregation. And yet as time continues to evolve and move forward, what happens? Change, right? Things shift in our world. And as beautiful as the facility was, it was an old facility, was difficult to keep up, and it was not handicap accessible whatsoever. And in a handicap and in an embracing community, that's so vital for us. So when I came onto into the scene, when I was hired in after I graduated from seminary, I came to this church in February of 2008. So at this point, I am just about to conclude my 14th year here. And it's been a journey of growth, not only for the congregation and this spiritual center, but also for myself. And I'm so very grateful for that. Thank you. So over that time, in 2008, we had a recession, and the world began to change. Millennials were beginning to step away from church. And across not only the United States, but across the world, thousands and thousands and thousands of churches were closing. And yet we're all still trying to hang on to what has always been, do we not? Because it's familiar and that's what we want. And yet this spiritual group of committed congregants that is Unity of Michiana, what then became Unity Church of Peace, and now has moved back once again to our originally incorporated name of Unity of Michiana, stood firm through all the changes, though challenging and perhaps upsetting at moments, stayed firm the course in the vision of that desire upon which we are founded, that we choose to come together in that higher consciousness, in that greater embrace of healing consciousness, to learn, to grow, and to be together. In the scripture, from Matthew 18:20, it says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." Friends, right here, right now, across the miles, in this room, we embrace each other and we recognize that we are gathered together through our own consciousness choicefully to be here, to open ourselves, to learn, to see differently, to recognize the challenges in our world and to be a part of changing them through our own consciousness. Not just out there and saying, well, everybody else should change, but through our own consciousness. And that is what unity supports so very much. And what was part of the original foundation of this group that then led over the years and I didn't even do all the math on all the years, but it began to be very evident that a church that was not handicap accessible and was three stories high and challenging to upkeep, that a part of what was a vital step for us to take, as much as we loved that house, like how many of you love, you know, like the house maybe that your parents had, and then when they went to sell it, you're like, well, no, you can't sell that and go to Florida or retire somewhere or do something, you know. And there was sort of that feeling of, that was such a beautiful church and it served us well, and yet it was time for us to shift and to recognize that, and John's song so beautifully spoke to, you know, our home is where our heart is where we are as community. We create the spiritual center, not the building itself. So we went through quite a long process of selling the church. We came, we had sold it, and we for 6 months we were in escrow. And 2 weeks before closing, the people that were purchasing chose to back out. So after 2 and 3 years of working together and holding the faith, and so many people throughout the congregation holding that consciousness, we all went, well, criminy, okay, let's regroup. And so we did, and we regrouped, and because of the original possible purchase, we were then able to sell for more than anyone had imagined initially. And even though it did not give us that much to work with in the current market, through the efforts of so many and so many hours, and bless all of you there at home and watching, because I know many of you were a part of this. Bless all of you who are here and part of the new location team that was searching. And I think personally, I went to over 200 locations in about 2.5 years. And we were able to find this location to purchase it, and then to completely remodel it and to bring it into who we are today, this warm, embracive atmosphere here. Sociology professor and author Tony Blackshaw says, it feels good to be in a community, doesn't it, friends? Community, above all, is bigger than individuals. We are something much more than individuals when we are part of a community. And so though it was challenging, and though releasing and letting go of that which we held dear brought a lot of tears, a lot of shift, a lot of change, there was still the foundation of light, of this spiritual community who held that vision and that dream, who prayerfully through prayer teams envisioned us having a space for our own and moving forward. And in a time that we might not have even known in our outer human reckoning, but which Spirit knew, in all the changes that were happening in our world, we ended up being at the forefront of a very wise and gracious move for us, which many spiritual communities and churches did not have the opportunity to make. So we did remodel this. We were in the other location longer than we expected. When we went to sign the papers in escrow, we discovered 20 minutes before signing the papers that the church had flooded. We had so many fascinating challenges. I use the word fascinating because I don't want to say, oh, yikes, but don't we have those in life? And yet it just continues to speak, friends, of the foundation upon which we stand, which we were initially created and grounded in that led us continually forward in spite of setbacks, what we might consider that, along the way, yet which were all part of the divine flow, that we can't always see that larger picture, can we? And so it's easy to get a little discouraged in that path, and yet if we take a moment to really look at all that we accomplished and the steps forward that we have lived into, it speaks so highly of this amazing spiritual community and the heart of each one of you who has been a part of this in some way, whether you are part of the original group coming forward, whether you have newly joined with us. It speaks to that spark inherent in us, which chooses to be a part of something greater than just ourselves. In Scripture, from 1 Corinthians 14:26, it says, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, a song, has a teaching, has a tongue, something to say, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up, friends. What a true, true statement that is. We each come here individually. We all have different gifts, different talents. We all have a different song to sing, a different interpretation. And so to come together and to know that we have this place to be with one another across the miles through our live stream and here in this room, let all things be done for building each of us up. And in Philippians 1:27b, it says, you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Amen, friends. Seriously. Now, striving side by side with one mind doesn't mean we're all alike. It doesn't mean we have the same opinions, the same viewpoints. But it does say that we have that same one mind, which is the mind of Godness, of infinite creator in each of us, that draws us together to learn and to grow with each other. And my gosh, friends, as things have escalated in our world, that is more important than ever before. Things are speeded up. And so having moved here in the fall, October, November of 2019, we had barely begun to get people used to, oh, yeah, we come to a new place now, right? Okay. And get used to the building. We were still sort of fixing things up. And in a few months, we were smack dab in the middle of a world pandemic. Whoa. Yeah. Whoever thought that something like that would happen? We are a part of history. We're going to be part of history books. And yet we came together. I can remember that first Sunday when we knew that we had to close and not meet in person. Blessed Kevin, John, and Susan showed up. Kevin standing in front of me here with his cell phone on a tripod and says, okay, here we go. We're going to go on to Facebook Live. I said, okay, sure. We can do that. And as we've progressed over this time, given though that there were those challenges, and we might think it's such a setback, and yet here we are. We have recently received an almost $6,000 grant that has provided new equipment and these amazing video cameras and a new sound system. We thank Kevin. We thank John working on the soundboard, which we're still tweaking a little bit, so we're still getting that into place. Kevin, for if any of you can see the bright colors down here on, can you zoom your camera? I guess not, Kevin, but he has cameras on, these colored lights, you'll have to see them later. That is a computer tower that he is putting together piece by piece so that we have the technology, friends, so that you at home can be a part of this in ways that are ever advancing. So here we are, having moved and having had the pandemic be upon us and trying to navigate through that, and yet standing upon that faith that is a part of all of who we are, we have now navigated forward through challenging times to be celebrating our third anniversary here in this location. Yeah, yay. Some of you may have known of Dorothy Day. She was a social activist. She was very, very active in the Catholic Church for social justice. She was a journalist. And she says, the only answer in this life to the loneliness we are all bound to feel is community. Working together, sharing together, loving God and loving our brother, our sister, friends. How true are these words? We forget sometimes in the busyness of our own little everyday lives that it takes all of us, takes a community to make a difference in the world, to feel supported, to remember that we're loved, to be healed and blessed, to reach out and to connect. Mitsugi Sayotome, who was a Japanese Aikido trainer, he came to the United States and began the Aikido movement here in the United States, or was part of that. He says, if you were all alone in the universe, I want you to kind of think about this. If you were all alone in the universe with no one to talk to, no one with which to share the beauty of the stars, to laugh with, to touch, what would be your purpose in life? It is other life, other people. It is love, which gives your life meaning. We must discover the joy of each other, the joy of challenge, the joy of growth. And friends, regardless of whether we are someone who is more introverted and prefers kind of our own little quiet space, or we're extroverted, we want to be out there with everyone, we each bring something to the recipe. You know, even just that little pinch of cayenne, or that little pinch of oregano, or the vast majority of the recipe we are all a part of. And that's what makes spiritual community so important and viable. So I want you to sit and think for just a moment. I'm going to ask those of you who are watching via live stream to consider for a moment, what is it that you find most meaningful about having a spiritual community to be part of, to come to join in with? What brings you here? A time to pray, a time to connect. And I'm going to ask you to go ahead and shout it out loud. Susan, let me know if someone types something. Thank you. And as you sit and think about it, I know as soon as I ask a question, it's the same thing for me. Somebody asks me a question, then everything goes, I don't know. I don't know. One thing. Oh, I love the cookies at Fellowship. We do. What a wonderful thing. It's more fun to eat cookies together than all by herself. What about Sue DeRoos, who hugs us or greets us at the door? She says, good morning, how are you? Her smile is so big, it's like I forgot if I was grumpy or not, you know? And she made those animal cookies, animal paw print. Yeah. We had somebody request too, Susan, I'm going to talk to you. They said, well, you know, for those of us online, we don't get that greeting. So it was recommended that I talk to you to see if you'll come up at the very beginning of the service and greet those at home. So remind me, we're gonna work on that. Yeah. Yeah, okay, Susan has some.
So Michelle Clark put in acceptance and prayer.
Acceptance and prayer. What else makes this important and valuable to you in your life? Sharing our love. Music and singing. Unity hugs, yeah.
The singing bowl.
Yeah, Susan.
Thompson says, a chance to share, to sing, to dance.
Oh, yeah. Chrissy knows. Oh, yeah. Continuity, dependability. Chrissy knows nothing about dancing. Children's laughter, friends. Oh my gosh.
Connectedness of like
minds. Oh goodness, friends. Yes, indeed. These are the things that make it so valuable to be here. And oftentimes we just sort of navigate here unconsciously because our brains are busy, aren't they, with everything in our lives. I'm not sure I have time. And oh, you know, it's a long way to drive. And so how wonderful that we can also join in via, you know, this amazing technology. And yet to take that time apart is important. Because it does reconnect us, and whether you're in this room or you're across the miles, can you not feel that connection? Can you not feel it? Just let your energy sort of expand out and realize that you're including across the United States. I don't know if there's anybody watching in another country. Probably not, but who knows? But we're connected. Yeah, Susan.
So Michelle Clark also said, love the bowl. And Jolene Krause said, a community of spiritual likeness, gaining friends with similar beliefs.
Oh, yes, indeed. How wonderful when sometimes we just get here by rote, and that's okay, because there is something internally in us that knows, oh, yeah, I got to get up and go. And then we get here and we go, yay, I'm here, you know. And it's wonderful to take this time apart from the busyness of our world to refocus on the truth of our being and to support each other in that. And so as we now see, you know, the pandemic has affected all of us greatly, and yet it has brought new technology, it's brought new ways to be connected. And we are now beginning to move back out into the world. And 3 years, and we are growing strong, friends. We have added, eight new members to our church in the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. And welcome. Yes. So as we continue to now move forward and grow, let us be aware of how we want to show up, what we would like to do, the changes that are happening, how we together can make a difference in our world. From 1 John, this is out of scripture, from 1 John 1, 7a, it says, but if we walk in the light as he, Christ, consciousness, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, friends. If we walk in the light, if we choicefully walk in that light, consciously choose to be together, we have fellowship with one another. And from 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up. And so as we continue going forward now, friends, it's going to be exciting to see how we each show up differently, how we begin to now participate. We're able to do that a little bit more in our world, how we participate in reaching out and perhaps inviting our friends, in sharing our own consciousness, you know, around the water cooler when everyone else is got a grumpy mood or something going on, we can bring a spark of light. How will we grow ourselves? How will we grow this spiritual community? How will we grow and change our world? One of the things I am excited to let you know, Susan and I have been working, Susan, a great deal on Unity was upgrading all of its software and website, so we needed to move into the new format. And so it has now gone live. We have Susan has worked with some wonderful pictures of that. Susan, do you have the website? This is the opening page, and you will see where it says spirituality. That picture across there is called the banner. It's called a banner. You'll see there's four white dots to the side. Each one, as you click on it or as you just watch, it'll go from spirituality to a banner that says diversity to a banner that says unity, what, new to unity, and then prayer. And on any one of those banners, you can click, and then you will be able to go to a special page, which I've newly re-edited and prepared so that it talks about unity. And Susan, do we have the next slide picture down? So that is right underneath that on the page. And we have four boxes, so I know it's a little hard to... The one at top is prayer and mindfulness. You can click on that. You can put in a prayer request to Silent Unity back at Unity Headquarters. Our youth, we have what's happening in events. And then here you can click on previous talks or meditations anytime. You can download our app. Also, I'm going to do a little plug for our own personal Unity of Michiana app on your phones. If you do not have it, that is ours alone. No one else shares it. We don't share your information with anybody. You can download that on your phone, and you can go back and listen to any talk at any time. You can put in for prayer requests. It's a wonderful app. Go to your Play Store, your Apple Store, Unity of Michiana. .org, and you will find that. You can download it and have it all the time. So we have launched a new format in our website. We're excited because it's like, yeah, go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Susan spent hours. I did editing and spent a lot on, we worked on some of the formatting of it. Susan spent hours in creating it, and she is our, what do you call it, web, a website administrator. Oh, yes, and absolutely, yes. And Kevin is a backbone. You know, we're going, what do we do, what do we do? And he goes, okay, you're here, and he helps. And he does put stuff on there. So we just want to celebrate the new website and the new look. Go in and check it out, unitymichiana.org, okay, before next week, and see what you see. Awesome stuff in there. And then we also want to let you know that there is what we call an e-news that goes out once a week. And it used to be called Happenings Events. It will now show up in your email as the Friday e-news, or the e-news, sorry. And so it has a whole new format. Susan is the one who worked on that, made it fresh. I was talking to Tamara. Hey, good morning, Tamara, your board president. And she said, oh, my gosh. She says, I can read it now. It's crisp. It's clear. The type's big enough. So this is just the top half of it. So open your email when you receive that. Check it out. See what's going on. So we're excited that we are growing forward. Celebrating this milestone, this third anniversary, we dynamically move forward with enthusiasm and gratitude, friends. It is up to each of us to be a part of this spiritual community and see what's ours to do. Time and how you commit to serving or being on a committee or on a team. Talent, the talents that you can share with us. Your treasure, your finances that you support. We are solely supported by this spiritual community. We do not have any other source of income. This is what you together through your consciousness have created prayerfully, spiritually, in the firm, grounded truth principles. And so given that, you will find the little piece of paper with purple writing on it. You may be able to see that better than what's up here. But this is an affirmation. You can take that little piece of paper home. I can make more if you would like one. But I would like for us together to read this and to affirm this. And I would like you to hold our church with this affirmation for the next month, the next 30 days. Together, celebrating our anniversary, we're grateful for the uplifting power of spiritual community. We say yes to God's ongoing guidance and wisdom. We gratefully receive God's divine abundance and prosperity. And we open our hearts to the infinite flow of God's unconditional love, stepping forward with enthusiasm to share light and love with others. So I want you to know I was channeling Charles Fillmore when I wrote that affirmation. If any of you have ever read Charles Fillmore's books, one whole paragraph in any of his books is usually one sentence, right? So I decided to just keep right on going, yeah. So take this home, friends. And you can also affirm this for yourself. and hold this community as that which is important and special to you for so many different reasons, to know that we are all a part of. And in whatever way, whether we are more active or a little more quiet in how we're active, it is our community to move forward and to step into. Former President Jimmy Carter said, "Each of us must rededicate ourselves to serving the common good. We are a community. Our individual fates are linked. Our futures intertwine. And if we act in that knowledge and in that spirit together, as the Bible says, we can move mountains, friends. We can, we have, we continue to." And Norman B. Rice, he was the first African-American mayor of Seattle. He says, "Dare to reach out your hand into the darkness to pull another hand into the light, friends." That's what spiritual community is all about. Reaching out our hand, and sometimes we need the one, we need to be the one to grab hold and be pulled up, and sometimes we're the one reaching into the darkness to lift someone else. Let us know that that is our purpose. It is a part of who we are. It is what draws us together. And so the other piece of paper that you have on your chair is a little with a little red string on it. This has become a bit of an annual thing that we do in different forms. Last year or the year before, I keep losing track, a couple years ago, we dedicated my mom, who has passed away, but she dedicated through my sister and I the peace poles that we have inside here. We do have the peace pole outside that Peggy Weed and her family dedicated years ago to the other location and which we brought here. And then we also, from my dad in memoriam, we planted a little tree out front. Alex and Tim, thank you for getting that planted. And so we so that we can see it grow as we continue to move forward. So these slips of paper, what I'd like you to do before you leave today is to just take a moment and write what is important to you about being part of community, about being here. What are you grateful for? And then you can either, when we're through, you can either go outside and tie that on the little tree out there, or you can leave it with Susan, and we'll go ahead and tie that on for you. Is there a basket bag? Oh, we have a... Susan made the basket up. Thank you so much. I forgot last week. So you can just place it in there, and we'll go out and put those. So do take time to write that down. And so in closing, let me share one last quote with you, and that's from Alice Bartow Hobensack. She was an author of teacher's books and of church and handling social problems, and she says, "It is in our hands, yours and mine, each person here today, to make a decision to work together, and to work with others around the whole world to build friendship and love and understanding among all people. Let us everyone give thanks with such an expression of gratitude in our hearts for this spiritual community, for the guidance and the light that brought us here through all the challenges, through the foundation upon which we stand and from which we will continue to grow. With each of you contributing in the ways that you do, we give thanks." And so it is.